Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services. Total Country Bob FM.
It's the Bob Almanac. Today, Neil, I know you're ready.
I am set.
You're on the edge of your seat, I'm sure.
Oh, it's a big day.
Thursday, September 26th, 270th day of the year here this year. Just a little follow-up from yesterday. Our friend, fan of the show, and sometimes show contributor, the Blue Hornet, believes that yesterday we kind of stumbled upon the reason that Bruce Jenner went from being Bruce Jenner to Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
It was so he would then be noticed and actually talked to and people would listen to him on the Kardashian show.
Yeah, he was just in the background.
Yeah, he's always in the background, just walking around. Nobody would listen to him. So that was, he was forced to take matters into his own hands, if you will.
Drastic. Somewhat drastic measures.
In that show. And thank you, the Blue Hornet, for coming up with that from yesterday's Bob Almanac. Thursday, September 26th, 270th day of the year. This date, starting in 1960 today.
Good evening. The television and radio stations of the United States and their affiliated stations are proud to provide facilities for a discussion of issues in the current political campaign by the two major candidates for the presidency. The candidates need no introduction. The Republican candidate, Vice President Richard M. Nixon, and the Democratic candidate, Senator John F. Kennedy.
I love when somebody says they need no introduction, but they still go ahead and introduce them.
Right.
Right? I mean, if you were to really live by that, he would just went right into the debate.
Yep.
They don't need any introduction, but I'll introduce him anyway. That's Howard K. Smith. I wonder if he fact-checked either one of them.
That didn't happen back in the old debates.
Debates were much more civil. Back then, in 1960, there was less personal attacks. Right, exactly.
And maybe it's because we use our middle initials, and we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that anymore. That might be it. Those middle initials might have more of effect than we might have to do some scientific research on that. But the first television had been around for more than a decade, but it was the first time that they got around to televising a presidential debate. And that took place this date. Richard Nixon, John F. Kennedy, Howard K. Smith, 1960. Let's go to the same day, the very same day in 1960.
¿Cuál era la alternativa del gobierno?
This is at the UN, Neil.
Okay.
You know who this is? Any guess?
Traicionar al pueblo. Desde luego. Que para el señor presidente de los Estados Unidos.
That's Spanish, so that means, of course, it's
Frederico Franco. I don't know. Jose Feliciano.
Of course, if it's Spanish, that means it's Nikita Khrushchev.
What?
No, it's Castro. That's Castro.
Oh, Fidel.
Fidel Castro.
What is he complaining
about?
He's
at the UN. Well, you know, he's selling his worldview and saying how great communism is. Fidel Castro, apparently communism is so good that he could talk about it for 4 hours and 29 minutes. Talk about a filibuster.
That is.
Who sat there for the entire 4 hour, 29 minute speech, other than other communist nations? Or anybody from Cuba, because if they would have left, they'd be shot.
Right.
There are pictures of other diplomats and various people of national persuasion and international persuasion. They're reading the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
You're catching up. Yeah, they're doing the crossword puzzle. Fidel Castro, 4 hours, 29 minutes officially.
My goodness.
That's a long time.
That is no good.
Even the green granite behind him aged while he was there going, all the way back to the old days. 1962, we've got some big TV premieres on this date.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
It is TV
theme
time.
One day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is.
Okay, enough of that.
Texas tea.
There's Jed Clampett. Now, this is when the TV themes actually told the story of the show. In fact, all three TV themes that we have today are the TV premieres. Their theme shows all tell the story of the show.
Okay.
This one does.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah,
certainly.
Yep.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Moved to Beverly, yeah.
They premiered 1962. 2 years later, this one.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
Again, telling the story.
Started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
Did they tell the story of the Gilmore Girls in the opening of that one?
I don't think so.
Brave and sure by passengers.
Or how about Grey's Anatomy? I don't think so.
3 hour tour.
They got your 3 hour tour and the seven stranded castaways. And I believe early on, poor Professor and Marianne, what were they?
The rest.
They were just the rest.
Right.
And there's only two of them.
Right.
I mean, when you hear the rest, it's like it's, you know,
yeah,
it's a whole
should be
group.
More. You mean you don't have room for just both of our names? We're just the rest?
Must have been in their contract. That's yeah. So they could pay them less.
Yeah.
So Gilligan's Island debuted this date, 1964. It started out much like the Beverly Hillbillies in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
As you know.
For sure.
Certainly. And then 1965.
The Twins have won 98 games. Number 99 means the pennant. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike three, strike ball. The Twins win. Final score. The Twins 2. The Senators 1. The Twins have won the American League pennant.
You were laughing there at Ray Scott. What did he say?
I'm not laughing. I was just so, he was just so good.
You were
good.
Just bringing back memories.
Yes, I love Ray that. Scott, I think that was Jim Cott.
Yes,
pitching
I think
there.
He was.
Yes.
Yep, and they beat the Senators, the new Senators.
Yep,
it was the old Senators, the Twins, that were on their way to the World Series. 1965, they won the American League pennant and then lost to the Dodgers, sadly, in seven games. It was a battle.
I had just turned seven a week prior. I was into the Twins pretty good at that point.
I would hope so.
Yes.
1969.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
So two of the three here are Sherwood Schwartz. I don't know if, did he have anything to do with
Beverly,
Beverly
Hillbillies?
Hillbillies? I don't think so, but he was Gilligan's Island. He was Brady Bunch.
For sure.
And here's another story telling the story here, the Brady Bunch. It even says there's a story.
Right.
So when your TV theme starts with here's a story, it better be a story of how things
how the show came to be.
Brady Bunch, outstanding. They debuted, premiered. They were on ABC. Gilligan's Island was on CBS, and Beverly Hillbillies also on CBS. TV, oh, a lot of TV stuff today. 1986, somebody came back from the dead.
Dana? Honey, what's the matter? You look like you just saw a ghost.
For a minute, I thought I did.
Now, what are you talking about?
You? Oh, Bobby, it was awful.
Bobby's back. Bobby's back, and you're gone. Bobby Ewing returns to Dallas. The cliffhanger was the end of the previous season, I think it was, where
right.
Pam woke up, went to the shower, he was in there, and then cut scene, you know, fade to black.
Right.
And then the beginning of the next season, we find out it was all just a dream. Pam had a bad dream.
Yeah.
And that entire season basically never happened. How crazy is that? Talk about it. That's a real chance they took.
Yeah, it is.
But they wanted Patrick Duffy back, and, well, they had to get him back somehow.
Yep.
1986, 1990.
The following movie is rated NC-17.
NC-17, Neil, was announced as the new rating.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it means nobody under 17, even if you're with a parent or guardian, which for R, you can go, as long as you have a parent or a guardian.
Right.
But NC-17, they changed it. It's basically the same as X, but they changed it. Because, well, X just had a real negative connotation.
Right.
You know, it had to do with pornography, pretty much. X, triple X, what, you know, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. So, and I don't know if I've ever gone to a theater. I'm sure I've seen, I don't even know if I've seen an NC-17
I don't
movie.
Know. I don't think I have either. Do they even still use that?
Throw me some titles of some NC-17. I'm going to go to this phone here. What are some NC-17 movies? Times of all time. Yeah, not enough time here to go into that, but
right.
I don't know if I've seen one. We'll update that tomorrow. That was 1990. 1993, SNL.
Hi, I'm Charles Barkley. I'm hosting the season premiere of Saturday Night Live with Nirvana. I'm not a role model, and these guys really aren't role models.
Yeah, Chuck Barkley. First of a few times. He's been on there a few times.
He's a funny guy.
On Saturday Night Live. Like his, they really liked him. Yeah,
you gotta like Charles.
He's down to earth, very funny, self-deprecating.
Yep.
Charles Barkley. 93, he was still playing.
That's right.
And he was on SNL. And then, of course, they've had a few people impersonate him.
Right.
On SNL. Let's move on to 2003. Let's remember. Now I bring you home. You tell me who nights I didn't love for you. Robert Palmer died, only 54.
Very sad.
Another video with these women with the slick black back right. hair and the red lipstick and playing guitars with no strings. Now, what was the story? Was he supposed to play the Medina, or did you see him at
he
the
did.
Medina?
He did. Yeah, okay. He did play.
Okay.
Yeah. That was as many people as they've had on their stage at one time as a big band, and all the singers, or, you know. It was good.
He had a lot of hits. Did they have some of the dancers?
Yeah,
did they bring they did. Some they of those,
had, it seemed like there was three.
Did they go out and crowdsource some local people?
I don't know.
Local women? They don't travel with them, I'm sure. They probably just found some women that fit in the dresses and had slicked their hair back.
Right on.
So that was 2003. We lost him. Also lost somebody in 2008.
He perhaps had the most famous blue eyes in movie history. Paul Newman personified cool.
Big John? Do you think this boy is a hustler?
He was the anti-hero in films like The Hustler.
Well, that ought to do it.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, and HUD.
He overdid it with the dynamite.
Yeah,
there,
they did. It was a little too much.
Yeah, so Paul Newman died. He lived to be 83. He had been fighting cancer. That was a state in 2008.
Great. Awesome.
Neil, one of your favorites, I'm
He's
sure.
He's great. Absolutely. The Sting, Butch Cassidy, and, of course, Hombre.
How about Cool Hand Luke?
Cool Hand Luke.
Can't go wrong with that one.
Morgan Woodward was in that.
That's the movie with what we got here is a failure to communicate.
Right.
Then let's go to 2016 here today.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
So you had the first presidential debate between Hillary and Donald. Clinton versus Trump. And actually, that audio is from one of their later debates, but yeah, it's just so funny.
It's so good.
Credit him or blame him, Donald Trump is why debates are the way they are now.
Correct.
Very more contentious than they were, let's say, Nixon, Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's on the,
all has changed.
On the anniversary of the first ever debate, 2016, it was Clinton and Trump. And they had some classic back and forths. What's the plural of back and forth? Is it backs and forth, like mothers-in-law? Or is it back and forths? Or are they backs and forths? I'm going to have to look that up. Right. Let's get into birthdays now today. Because, gosh, what did I do here? Well, how about this one?
I came calling home last night. A minute
what
before.
Do you think of this song?
It's good.
Finally made
the
it
live
to
version.
The when she opened up the door and she said, we're not gonna do this anymore.
Nice.
She said, I'm gonna hire a wino.
That's a live version, I think, at one of the CMA awards, one of the award shows at least. David Frizzell, and you would always have to new, young, up and coming broadcasters taking their getting on the air for the first time right. here on Bob FM, you'd always have to tell
yeah.
and instruct them and correct right. them on right. how you say the last name yeah. of Lefty and David. Lefty That's, is yeah. his older brother. What would right. they say? Well, how would they say it?
Frizzle.
It'd be Frizzle. Yes, yes, it would be David Frizzle.
David Frizzle.
And I'm going to hire a wino.
Right.
And you had a little part, the little yeah. area in the building that you would take them yeah. to and have
and
talking
to.
To.
Go through and, so. Yeah, and know your country artist. If you're going to work on a country radio station.
You know, he had some pretty good duets there with
yes,
Shelley
did.
West,
yes,
too.
They did.
So David Frizzell, 83.
Oh, more classic TV theme time.
One Adam 12. Kent McCord.
And Martin Milner
as
in
officer,
One Adam 12.
Officer Jim Reed. Kent McCord is 82 today. You'd see him also later on Battlestar Galactica. Later on in the 1970s.
Was Adam 12 a Quinn Martin production?
It wasn't, but it should have been.
It should have been.
Also, happy birthday to...
It's votes that count. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
80 today for Ann Robinson. You remember that, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. Wasn't a fan, but...
You weren't a fan of the show? Or
no,
the fan
not
of her.
She
had a different delivery than most game show hosts, did she? She was more glum.
Yeah.
Certainly not Monty Hall-like.
No.
Not jovial. Not madcap.
If somebody like her and does it in that tone and tells me I'm the weakest link, I'm going to punch her.
Right. Exactly. People did not like her because of that. She's 80.
And I don't hit women generally.
Generally.
Billy could answer all my country boys' dreams.
Martin Del Rey.
Nice.
Lily's white line.
Nice call here. I've seen him. I got to introduce him.
75 for Martin Del Rey. The duet with Johnny Cash.
It's Get Rhythm.
It's Get Rhythm, version of Get Rhythm. And then Johnny shows up.
Very good.
So he's 75 here today. More country. Lots of country today, in fact.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes.
What am I hearing here, Neil? Am I hearing disco Ring of Fire?
Kind of sounds like it.
This is Carlene Carter. Before she had her big country hit, she was kind of dabbling around. I could see you out on the disco floor dancing to this.
Oh, I could do this. In roller skates.
June Carter Cash and Carl Smith, of course, her parents.
Yes. Before Johnny and June were together.
Carly.
So is that her stepdad, Johnny Cash?
69, I believe so, yeah.
Need to know how Skynet gets built. Who's responsible?
Yeah, you know, it's Linda Hamilton.
Yes, it is.
She got up close and personal with the Terminator. Was the Terminator fully functional and trained in multiple techniques?
I believe
like
so.
Like Data from Star Trek. Yeah. So she was Sarah Connor. Linda Hamilton, 68 today. Neil, you're a big fan of En Vogue?
I don't know about big fan.
One of the founding members, Cindy Heron. I've got a funny En Vogue story. So I'm at trivia night, a local brewery. And the question was, and the guy hosting it, I could tell that he didn't know a lot about the actual questions that he was asking because of some of the way he pronounced some of the things.
Sure.
So I'm going, he's doing it. He's giving it his best. You know, they asked him to host this trivia night, but...
It was a bit over his head.
He'd be more qualified for maybe hosting Checkers Night or something.
Okay, all right.
But the question was, name the chart-topping foursome, R&B foursome from the 80s that had Terry Ellis and Cindy Heron in it. And I'm going, 80s? Is that En Vogue? That can't be En Vogue. They're 90s, not 80s. And I go, well, I'd come up with somebody else. So I was thinking Champagne or Atlantic Star or something. It was En Vogue. Sometimes those trivia games, they word the questions wrong.
Right.
But don't go to the host. You got to go to the source of the questions where he gets them from. And he actually gives you a website. Most of these trivia nights, they do.
So En Vogue was a four-person?
Right, four-person, but they were 90s, not 80s. That threw me off. Otherwise, that may have cost us a gift card. I did get Kierkegaard in that same round, which was pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Danish philosopher that was in charge of existentialism. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't.
I found that out on Family Ties. Cindy Heron is 63 today.
I must have fallen asleep. Tip the lantern over.
Uh-oh.
What were you doing out here? All studying. For the examination. You have a whole house to study in and you had to come out here? Ma, I didn't want to wake you.
Come on, Ma. Come on, Ma. She's losing her sight. Can't you see? Can't you see? Because she can't see.
She is distraught.
Melissa Sue Anderson. Mary Ingalls, Neil.
Uh-huh.
The oldest daughter of the Ingallses. She's 62. And they also use that as Exhibit A as a major teaching tool during the Melissa Sue overacting class. They use that one.
Right.
As
it's
an
a bit
example.
Over the top.
Yeah. She's,
did she stay blind forever then in the program, or did she get her sight back at some
no,
point?
No, that was her husband, Adam, who got his sight back because of explosives.
Okay.
Yeah. He got unconcussed.
I'll make love to you.
Sean Stockman's 52 today, Boys to Men. Happy birthday, another good R&B. Mm-hmm. How about this?
What the hell is that?
I couldn't find any girl baseball trophy, so I made you one.
Why is her head so big?
It's a Barbie head. I had to improvise.
You chopped the head off one of my Barbies?
Don't be silly. I bought a new one.
I could have had a new Barbie.
The point...
She is Sheldon's mom on Young Sheldon, Zoe Perry, who's actually the daughter of the woman. And I can't remember her name now because I got a thousand things going through my brain. But she's the real daughter of the woman. She played Jackie on Roseanne, Roseanne's sister. But on The Big Bang Theory, she had a recurring role as Sheldon's mom on the show. So when they did the prequel, Young Sheldon, they hired her daughter to play basically her character as a much younger person. And her name is Zoe Perry. And a happy birthday today, 41, Serena Williams.
Andy Murray, he's been joking about myself and him playing a match. And I'm like, Andy, seriously, like, are you kidding me? Because for me, tennis and men's tennis and women's tennis are completely almost two separate sports. So I'm like, if I were to play Andy Murray, I would lose 6-0, 6-0 in 5 to 6 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Because it's true. It's
a couple. There you go. From the mouth of Serena Williams.
Wow. A realist.
Yes. Serena Williams, 43. How about her stats? 23 Grand Slam titles. 23 Grand Slam titles.
That's ridiculous.
And that's single titles. That's not doubles with her sister,
and
Venus.
And they won a lot of those.
Yeah. And our rapper of the day today is Dat Boy T.
Sure.
Dat Boy T. And, of course, boy is spelled B-O-I. That's the old world spelling.
Yes, it really is.
Dat Boy T is 40.
Okay. Gone but not forgotten. We got an impressive list today. Legendary pioneer, and there's a song that he did. Johnny Appleseed was born on. He's a real person and liked apples. 1774. You've heard of Bausch & Lomb, the optical company? They were my contact. When I needed contacts, I got him from Bausch & Lomb, and Edward Bausch, 1854. Now, born on this day, 1877, he played Kris Kringle and brought him to life in The Miracle on 34th Street, Edmund Gwenn.
Would you please tell her that you're not really Santa Claus? That there actually is no such person?
Well, I'm sorry to disagree with you, Mrs. Walker, but not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
No, you misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. What's your name?
Kris Kringle.
Kringle, but he's not fat enough, really. He needs to be fatter.
But he had a perfect beard. And they brought all the mail to him, he had to be Santa Claus. Born on this day, 1877. Jack LaLanne was we like to call him a fitness guru, and he was born on this day, 1914, Jim.
But he was also a juicer.
Change your life. Save your life. You are the most important person you have. If you don't do it, who will? Juicing is the easy way to help save your life.
And you know, when you're a fitness guy and you tell people to juice, that's a whole different thing.
That's a problem.
I think he had to rename that thing.
Yeah, maybe in the 50s and 60s could get away with it. You can't now. Jack LaLanne was born on this day, 1914. One of my favorite country voices, and nobody told a saga in the Old West any better than Marty Robbins.
And I seem to hear the night wind cry, go hang your dreams on the hanging tree, your dreams of love that could never be.
Never be.
Hang your faded dreams.
What was the name of that album?
The Hanging Tree.
Gunfighters.
Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs.
Yeah, so good. What a great talent. Sadly, we lost him way too early. The great country music Hall of Famer, Marty Robbins, born on this day, 1925. And once again, it's TV theme time, and one of our favorites from Emergency, Julie London, 1926.
She was a nurse at Rampart,
yes,
right?
She was at Rampart. Along with Robert Fuller, the doc, they were at Rampart.
Dixie McCall, RN.
Yes, the great Julie London, born on this day, 1926. He didn't last long in Under Siege, but it was in other movies, too.
Right.
Actor Patrick O'Neill.
Captain. He was the captain.
He was the captain.
I'm the captain now.
Right.
By the way, I do have 50 gallons of bouillabaisse that I need to prepare by tomorrow.
My birthday.
Yes, sir, I could do the cheeseburger routine.
No, it's not for me. It's the crew. They really love that stuff. So we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just don't show your face until after the ceremony.
Sir.
Yeah. You're a sorry-looking sailor.
That I am, sir.
But you can make a mean bouillabaisse.
Yes. Patrick O'Neill was the captain there in Under Siege, and then what's his name? Who's the guy the blonde that shot him?
Oh, Gary Busey. Well,
yeah, Gary Busey. Whacked out Gary Busey. But the man who was hard to kill would enact his revenge. 1927. We heard the Beverly Hillbillies theme earlier. Wouldn't it be nice to know that it debuted on the birthday of one Donna Douglas?
You ain't faking again, are you, Ellie?
Yes, I'm, Granny. Dash will likely be coming back, and I want to have something good for him.
Say, them's pretty nice-looking loaves of bread.
Well, these is cookies.
Cookies?
Yes, ma'am. The last ones I baked, you said wasn't high enough. So I made these extra thick.
Remember, she had that double barrel slingshot, too.
Right.
Remember that one? She bought at the lingerie store, I think.
Yes, very nice. Donna Douglas was Ellie Mae and was born on this day in 1932. Well, one of our favorites. Grammy Award-winning singer, actress Olivia Newton-John. So many great songs, and of course,
talk about a voice
in the movie Grease and other things. She got physical, won some Grammys. Beautiful, talented lady, Olivia Newton-John, born on this day, 1948. And one more from the group Blind Melon, one of my favorites. Don't know anything about him. Shannon Hoon.
He died very young of a drug overdose. Would have been included in the club of 27.
Oh.
But he was 26. Or maybe he was 28. I know he was one off.
It's a great voice.
Blind Melon, their song No Rain.
Blind Melon, and led by Shannon Hoon, H-O-O-N, born on this day 1967. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed a couple. Man, Lynn Anderson.
Oh, well, that is egregious.
That is a long list. So I think Lynn Anderson's got to be included. We're a country station.
For sure.
Of course, Rose Garden, this one. Born this day, 1947, and one more that we lost kind of recently. Doug Supernaw.
Doug Supernaw.
1960. Died in 2020. Now we can say they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Darlene, T. Graham Brown, celebrity Brad Paisley. How about Hank Jr., Whiskey Bent, and Hellbound?
I like T. Graham.
Okay, here it is. On Total Country Bob FM. Get ready for it, okay?
I'm ready.
It's coming up here in just a moment, I believe, here on Total Country Bob FM. Meanwhile, we can preview what you're coming up here a little bit later. Bellamy Brothers, would you like that? Merle Haggard, Crystal Gayle.
All of those.
What are you doing? You're putting the cover on your deal there?
Yeah, I'm having breakfast.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River.